You're listening to Creative Thursday, episode number 201. Welcome to Creative Thursday with Marisa Ann Cummings. We're talking all things life, business, and creativity intended to inspire and empower you wherever you are on your creative journey, both personally and professionally. Thank you for listening. Hi, hello, it's Marisa here. Real quick, have you left a podcast review, especially here on iTunes, and sent me a screenshot? Today is the last day to be entered into the 200 episode celebration and giveaway. I'm giving one reviewer. I'm sending you a very special curated Creative Thursday collector box. They're not even available yet, so you will be the very first person to receive one. I can't wait to send it to you. Yes, there will be an original painting in this box, so be sure to leave a review. If you're on your podcast app, that's really the easiest place to leave it. You scroll all the way to the bottom where the reviews are, and there's a little tiny link that says write a review. You tap the 5 stars and you just drop in a message, and that's it. And then you just press submit, and be sure to take a screenshot, because first of all, it can take up to 24 to 48 hours to publish. Second of all, I didn't know this when I first started, but if you are listening in another country outside of the US, I don't see those reviews because I'm looking at my podcasts and my iTunes here in the US, and that's why it's especially important for you to send me a screenshot as well. Or if you're leaving a review on Spotify or Google Stitcher, or even on my blog where I'm posting the podcast now as well. If you ever want to go back and listen to some of the podcasts and read a little bit more about the inspiration behind the episodes, you can see the latest. I think I started in May at creativethursday.com. Just click on the blog, and that's where all the podcast episodes are being played as well, especially if you are not an Apple or iTunes podcast listener. That's a good place to find them all. So thank you so much for the reviews that are already coming in. It means the world to me. It is truly the best gift and thank you can give to a podcaster. For many of us, this is a labor of love, and we truly appreciate hearing from you and knowing that it's made a positive difference in your day. So be sure to do that before the end of today, which is Thursday, September 10th, 2020. And now let's dive into today's episode, shall we? Okay. So I was recently recounting this story to my mom, and I thought, oh my goodness, I have to share this with you. So the official title is How I Sold $2,000 Worth of Art from a Train on the Way from Paris. And technically, I'm going to add this part to the story, from the bathroom on the train from Paris. I know right now you're saying, what, Marisa? I promise this is not bathroom humor. There's no, nothing too personal is going to be disclosed here, but there is a funny part to this story as to why that's even relevant, the bathroom part of the train, which is very nice, by the way. It was a very nice bathroom on the train from Paris. So let me set the scene for you. This was almost exactly a year ago. I was hosting what I said would be my last retreat for a while. Little did I know, on a side note, a quick inspired tangent, that we would be shut down and there would be no, I can't even go to Europe right now or see my family if I want to, as someone living in the United States, I cannot get on a plane and go there. And the reality of, oh, wait a minute, if I can't go, how much do I really want to go? And what I would do right this moment to be flying to France, as I have the last 3 years, and hosting that retreat. So yes, spoiler alert, I may have spoken too soon. I think we need another retreat. Obviously, there wouldn't have been one this year. So my intuition, or however that went down, was totally aligned with how this year evolved. I didn't know or expect it, obviously, but it was a good choice not to plan one. But I would really love to go back. So stay tuned on that. And I was at this time 1 year ago taking the train. I usually fly into Paris and then take the train to Toulouse in the south of France, and then hop in a car and drive to where the south of France retreat that I've been leading is hosted in I think it's the Languedoc region in the south of France. So I'm on the train. And I've shared with you openly this part of growing my business, and stay tuned because I have an episode coming for you next week that is going to give you a little more insight into how my business got very unstable, financially unstable. And I have had moments over the past couple of years where it's been really touch and go. And I know how to help you not end up in the same place. And I've said it many times, it's one of the reasons I decided to lean in and dedicate a large part of my career right now, time, energy, everything to supporting you. Because there are just so many instances where I wish I had known. I wish I had known. And you don't have to go through that. Thankfully, you don't have to go through that. You'll have your own challenges. I can't wave the magic wand and erase them all. But the truth is you don't really want that anyway, because the appreciation I have for finding my way through these times and the decisions I've made about how to build my business from here forward, I needed that. I needed it. I don't wish it on anyone. It was super uncomfortable. And this was definitely one of those moments where when you're a solopreneur and you put all of your energy into a project, the first rule of business is you must have multiple streams of revenue, and ideally streams of revenue that will be working while you're sleeping and or traveling on a train to Paris. And here's the best part. If you are not yet an online business, this is why you want to be. And I know this year in 2020, way more of you are finally leaning in and saying, wait a minute, how could this work for my business? Even if I'm a brick and mortar business, how can I maybe never find myself in this position again? That's the thing, right? We can also sometimes have all the best intentions, which I've had, and we can still stumble into challenges, and we will. It's just, how challenging do the challenges need to be? So coming back to the train, I bring you back with me on the train. There was a moment where I thought, well, all my energy is going to go into this retreat, the retreat attendees. By the time I travel there from California, host the retreat, which is a full 7 days, and then travel back, it's about a 2 week chunk of time that is being taken from my usual business routine. And when you're a solopreneur and you're relying upon yourself mostly to generate revenue, to be, you know, to just be growing the business in the beginning, or when you're in a position like I am, where I was starting to build a new business, essentially. So it's sort of like I was in the beginning again. It's challenging to take that kind of time away. So I was having a little bit of anxiety around how would I make all this work. But the other side of me that I'm really proud of, and I've just developed a muscle around this, is, well, somehow it's just going to have to work itself out. It has worked itself out thus far, and I want nothing more than to give the retreat attendees the best experience. So it's just, I will be letting go of my business in my mind right now and putting all my focus on the south of France, which, let's be honest, it's a pretty nice place to put your focus. And we did have a really, really special retreat week. We did. It was very special. It was really unlike any of the prior retreats. And it was a very unique and transformative time, I think, for all of us. And it always is special though. And it's always its own. Every time you host a retreat, each group and the time, and it's always its own individual. I can't even think of the words. It's just very special. It's like capturing magic in a bottle just for that time, for those 7 days. It's super transformative. So I put all my attention there, and I guess on some level too, there was part of me that just let go. And this is the part where I did put together an email on the train sharing a tool from one of my mentors that is mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing. And he was just announcing it and having a special offering for founding members. And I felt like if someone in my group can benefit from this, and I'm also an affiliate for that tool and I love it so much, if someone can benefit, I want to share it with them. So I quickly put together an email because there was internet on the train. And I got up, I sent the email from the train, and I got up to use the bathroom on the train, as one does sometimes. And the reason that that even comes into play is that when I came back from the bathroom, and no, I did not take my phone in the bathroom with me on the train. When I came back from the bathroom and I picked up my phone, because there was internet connection, my phone was hooked in as well. And there was a Shopify notification on my phone. And I thought, oh, great. Fantastic. I made a sale on my website. And I looked and there were two of them. And one of them was almost $800 and the other one was just over $1,200. While I was in the bathroom, and I was not in there very long. And I just thought, wait a second. What happened? I'm used to making sales online. Actually, I can't even say I'm used to it. I've told you before, it thrills me to no end. When you sell your work, it never gets old. It's always exciting. And when there are bigger numbers attached, typically I have more affordable art on my site. I've just recently started painting larger, and you know, the Shopify notifications will be smaller amounts, not these bigger amounts. And I had sold all original paintings to two different collectors within the span of a few minutes. So I don't know if I entered a magical vortex in France that just suddenly caused people to, my collectors, to jump on the website. The truth is I had sent an email. What is also interesting about that, as I do weekly, which, by the way, if you join my email list, I keep you up to date on Creative Thursday. And I like to share all kinds of things with you. Sometimes I have new offerings, and I always share the latest podcast or any videos I'm working on, because I am still doing the 30 days of creative epiphanies. I'm having the best time with that live on Instagram and Facebook. You can catch the replays on IGTV and on my Facebook page, Creative Thursday. So I had sent this email, but really with nothing, no offer in it, nothing to purchase, no buy button other than learn more about this tool. If it feels like the right fit here, listen to this training and see if you can use it for your business. And that somehow, this is what we know behind the scenes, just being present and communicating and offering value to your collectors, to the beautiful people who choose to invest their time and energy and support to follow you, just being in touch is everything. I think a lot of times people don't email or don't post because they think they might not have anything to say. Let me just tell you, when you get started, you will have things to say. You will not run out of things to say. Trust me, you will not run out of things to share, things that are value for your collectors. And then sometimes they just click through your email, go to your website, and they buy your paintings. So what, well, rather, why am I sharing this story with you other than it was fantastic? Excuse me. It was fucking fantastic. It's so great when that happens, when you get those kinds of sales. It's just wonderful. And then to have them back to back, I just thought, I guess the universe did come through and I will breathe a little easier about letting go of certain business responsibilities during this time. It was really a great gift and in no way could I have planned for that because I had released those paintings before. So there is a point there where do not fret also if your work doesn't sell right away, especially when it's original. Sometimes it does wait for the right collector at the right time. And if it's a higher ticket painting, it might also take a little bit longer. It doesn't have to, but I just remind you not to make quick judgments on your art in that way. Quick inspired tangent again. So I have three points that I want to share with you about this and how this can happen for you. This doesn't happen without me doing all the steps behind the scenes for this to happen in such an easy way. And that's what I want to share with you. If you are an artist, you want to be in business, you want to sell your work, well, in order, we've talked about this, to be a business, you have to sell your work. You have to have your work up and available for purchase. So number one, how can you too sell $2,000 worth of art from a train leaving Paris? This is how. You, one, have your online shop. You know I recommend Shopify. I also recommend you have your own domain and that you have your own shop. Even if you're on Etsy, have your own shop, please. Please, please, please do not rely on marketplaces. Build your own brand on your own domain, but have a shop. And if you don't have that yet, an Etsy or a different marketplace feels like the easiest way for you to get started. I completely understand. Then go ahead and just have a shop, have an online shop. Number two would be to list your art. I say this with a smile on my face because this would seem very obvious, but sometimes, and I do this too, so this is in no way, shape, or form a judgment, we miss the obvious. Do you have everything that you would like to be selling listed on your shop, on your site? So list your art. And number three, send people to your art. Send your collectors. Tell people about it. If you're just getting started, then you want to start inviting people to follow along with your journey and take care of them and offer them insight and peeks into your process. So tell them that your work is available for purchase and exactly where they can get it or when they can get it. If you're building anticipation for a collection you're releasing, you want to tell them exactly the time that they can get that beautiful new art. And yes, it really is that simple. It's simple, I know it doesn't always feel easy. And I invite you, if you want to go a little deeper on selling your art, I invite you to grab my audio mini training, 3 Simple Steps to Sell Your Art. And I talk in more depth about each of those steps, and that will inspire you and give you a little roadmap to get started with all of this and or refine this process, because it's never done. That's the fun part. As you grow as an artist in business, this is a practice. This is a practice that you put on repeat. So just to recap, and you can get access to the audio trainings at creativethursday.com. You'll see the 3 Simple Steps to Selling Your Art. So to recap today, 1, have an online shop, ideally at your own domain. 2, list your art for purchase. List it. Have it available in your shop. Don't just have a pretty banner. Actually have the products there, your creations available and obviously available for purchase. And 3, send your wonderful collectors to your shop. And then 4, a last bonus tip is to get yourself to Paris and get yourself on a train right away. Leave your phone, use the bathroom, channel whatever, I can't even believe I'm saying this, channel whatever painting, selling, insight you have, wishes, and go back to your seat and sell thousands of dollars worth of art. Do it in your sleep. And that, my friends, is one way you can sell your art online. No joke. I have countless stories like this. I really do. This one was just a very unique and special story, and one that I still really enjoy reminiscing about. It's exciting. It's so exciting to be a part of this online space. So thank you again for listening. Stay tuned for next week. I have an invitation coming. Did I tell you? Save the date for September 21st, 2020. You'll get more details in next week's podcast episode. Come play with me. And thank you to you who have joined me live. I also made my first reels, which is getting a lot of views, by the way. I made my first Instagram reels with some tips for you as well. And thank you for joining me on Instagram and Facebook as I go live. I don't have particular times that I do this. I just jump on, and the 5 minutes or less is working pretty well. I did allow myself on Thursday, the day of the week I've usually gone live following this podcast episode. I allowed myself to celebrate the 200th episode. Woohoo! By going a little bit longer, and you were there chatting with me, and it was fun. It is one of the best parts about going live, is having the opportunity to chat with you. So if you are there, I would love to carry on the conversation. I'll always do my best to share my points at least in 5 minutes and continue to have my epiphanies be about 5 minutes. All right, friends, thank you again for listening. Be sure to leave your review do it now if you haven't done it right away. Just pause, leave the review. I thank you, and you will be entered into the giveaway for the Creative Thursday collector box being sent right to you. And I can't wait to go to Paris again. Stay in touch, because there will be a retreat coming that will feel so glorious when we are on the other side of this incredible year that is 2020. All right, friends, thanks again for listening. Have a beautiful creative week. Creative Thursday is recorded and produced by me, Marisa. You can find all things Creative Thursday, especially the three simple steps to selling your art, at creativethursday.com and creativethursdaycourses.com. Be sure to share this podcast with your fellow artists who also are following their dreams, dedicated to building a thriving business. Share this episode with them, and I'll look forward to seeing your reviews, and I thank you to you who have left them already.